Syrian delegation has walked out on a session of the non-aligned movement in Tehran after the Egyptian leader Mohamed Morsi called the Syrian regime oppressive. In his speech, Morsi added that Assad's government had lost its legitimacy and called on the attending nations to support the rebels. Well, let's discuss this now with Sarah Flounders from the International Action Center. Joining me live now from North Carolina in the States. Now, Syria's foreign minister has condemned Morsi's comments as inciting further violence in the country. What do you think?
Well, it really is a policy of the U.S. and the Western imperialist powers to incite the violence. But they have lined up a number of countries, created a great deal of confusion, and it's really an effort to create a great deal of dissension among countries that are meeting right now in Tehran. What's important, though, about the meeting itself was that the U.S. made every effort to sabotage this meeting and to make it impossible for it to happen. So the fact that so many countries have met and are determined to find ways to cooperate is itself significant.
But do you think Morsi's comments clearly have angered Iran and Syria? Do you think perhaps you could say this has now been a failure on Iran's part for mediation and of the summit, or there is still some hope that something could be salvaged and something concrete could come out of this meeting?
Well, as I say, the very fact that the meeting is happening is a concrete accomplishment. There was an all-out effort to stop this meeting, an all-out effort to blockade Iran itself and to stop any country from having any economic, political relations with Iran whatsoever. So the very fact that 128 nations, 35 heads of state have come to Tehran for this meeting is an extremely important event. Now, will they all agree with each other? No, I don't think so. Will this be a voice and a possibility for the future? I think that potential is still there. But we should be aware that there's big pressure, very much so, on every one of the countries. I can understand fully Syria walking out because they are facing absolute regime change. There's every effort of the U.S. to intervene. They're already intervening, and now their threats of a no-fly zone are extremely dangerous timing.
Can we just talk about the overall implication of Morsi and his foreign policy now? He appears to be on friendly terms with Iran, China, also Israel, and the U.S., stuck in the middle of all of them, really. What does this tell us about Egypt's foreign policy and the impact this has on the balance of power in the Middle East?
Well, clearly, Egypt's foreign policy is changing, and changing dramatically, on the basis of a huge, profound social upheaval within Egypt. All the old relations are collapsing and no longer hold. Whether genuinely new relations will come out of it, that remains to be seen for the future.
Can I quickly ask you, though, just what sort of influence does the U.S. have over Egypt now? Because obviously he went to that meeting, which upset the U.S., and at the same time, he did actually condemn the Syrian regime and, of course, upset Iran. So what about the relations there?
Well, I think clearly he's trying to play a double role and balance himself both ways. That can't be done, not for any length of time. It's an untenable position. But on the other hand, it's a big dramatic break from where Egypt has been for more than 30 years, firmly an ally of the U.S., completely complicit and willing to accept every U.S. and Israeli diktat for more than 30 years. That has changed. At the same time, it's important Iran's support and backing of Syria at a time when there's every effort to overturn by military means the government in Syria. And this is coming from the West, it's coming from NATO, from the U.S., from Turkey, a NATO member. And it standing up to that is an important issue, and it'll be a big struggle within the non-aligned movement, and perhaps a dividing point.
Sarah, thanks so much for joining us live and sharing your thoughts here on RT. Sarah Flounders from the International Action Center.